Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 19th, 2022, through Friday, December 23rd, 2022. Monday, December 19th, 2022. Maine resident pleads guilty to fraud and tax offenses stemming from $1.8 million embezzlement scheme. Edward F. Zegler II pleaded guilty to fraud and tax offenses stemming from a 15-year embezzlement scheme. According to court documents and statements made in court, Zegler was employed as the office manager for a small family-owned business, identified in court documents as Company A, based in Berlin, Connecticut. Over the course of approximately 15 years, Zegler diverted more than 400 checks, totaling approximately $1.8 million, from Company A's customers and deposited them into the secret bank account he had established. Zegler also made fraudulent entries in Company A's books and record-keeping system to cover up the fact that he had diverted the checks and used the funds for his own benefit. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. IRS CI issues tips to avoid falling victim to boiler room schemes. The IRS CI provided several tips to help the public avoid falling victim to common boiler room schemes. Boiler room schemes use high-pressure sales techniques to convince unsuspecting victims to invest in fictitious investments that appear to be real. Criminals hide behind fake investment firms and a network of show companies to prey on unsuspecting victims worldwide. The IRS CI provides the following tips to not get boiled. Don't complete online requests for personal information from websites asking if you are interested in investing. Don't take a website at face value. Fraudsters may clone real investment company websites. Double-check employment information. Cold callers may use the names of legitimate brokers. Do your research. Ensure legitimate data for stocks really exist. If you are a victim of one of these schemes, do not pay a fee or tax to fraudsters to withdraw money. Report fraud to law enforcement using Form 3949-A, Information Referral. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, December 21st, 2022. Riverside man sentenced to 8.5 years in prison for stealing over $6.6 million in COVID-19 loans intended for small businesses. Mohammed Noor A.I. Ain Ada was sentenced to 102 months in prison for fraudulently obtaining more than $6.6 million in Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, an Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL, funds intended for business owners impacted by the economic shock of the COVID-19 pandemic, and then laundering his illegal proceeds into financial instruments and real property in Pakistan. Ada pleaded guilty on August 2nd to one count of wire fraud and one count of money laundering. From March through July 2020, Ada submitted 11 fraudulent loan applications for 7 of his show companies. The fraudulent applications misrepresented the number of employees and the average monthly payroll expenses of Ada's companies and falsely certified he would use the loan proceeds for permissible business purposes. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. Los Angeles man pleads guilty to federal charges for stealing nearly $5.5 million and COVID jobless relief, and for drug trafficking. Edward Kim pleaded guilty to federal drug trafficking and fraud charges, admitting, among other things, that he fraudulently obtained nearly $5.5 million in COVID-related jobless benefits by using the identities of California state prison inmates and other third parties. Kim pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and fentanyl, one count of distribution of methamphetamine, one count of conspiracy to defraud the government with respect to claims, two counts of mail fraud, and two counts of possession of 15 or more unauthorized access devices. According to his plea agreement from May 2020 to March 2021, Kim and his co-conspirators submitted approximately 459 fraudulent unemployment insurance claims to the California Employment Development, EDD, using the names, social security numbers, dates of birth, and other personal identifiable information of California state prison inmates and other people. Kim received the inmates' information from various sources, including by purchasing PII from the dark web. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022, Friday, December 23rd, 2022. Two Estonian citizens arrested in $575 million cryptocurrency fraud and money laundering scheme. Sergei Potapenko and Ivan Turogin allegedly defrauded hundreds of thousands of victims through a multifaceted scheme. They induced victims to enter into fraudulent equipment rental contracts with the defendant's cryptocurrency mining service called Hashflare. They also caused victims to invest in a virtual currency bank called Polybius Bank. In reality, Polybius was never actually a bank and never paid out the promised dividends. Potapenko and Turogin then used shell companies to launder the fraud proceeds and to purchase real estate and luxury cars. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.